Welcome to Recover in Christ. Let us set out together on the journey toward healing and newfound strength. Not strength found within ourselves, but strength found through trusting God and allowing Him to direct our decisions and plans. This journey will take us through the 12 steps and other materials designed to help us focus on the provisions our powerful God offers for recovery. Without God, there is no recovery, only disappointments and failures. We pray that the resources found on this website, along with the Word of God, will help us all better understand who God is and how He wants to heal our brokenness and set us on the path toward wholeness. Amen, and praise God for being who He is. Jesus, Lord of Lords, King of Kings.
Welcome, everyone, to this week's edition of Recover in Christ. My name is Richard. This week we're on Step 9, Making Peace. Reading from the Word of God, we'll be reading from Matthew 5, 23 through 25. Step 9 reads, "You may direct amends to such people whenever possible, except one to do so would injure them or others. We all suffer brokenness in our life, in our relationships with God, in our relationships with others. Brokenness tends to weigh us down and can easily lead us back into our addictions. Recovery isn't complete until all brokenness are mended. Jesus taught, so if you are standing before the altar in the temple, offering a sacrifice to God, and you suddenly remember that someone has something against you, leave your sacrifice there besides the altar. Go and be reconciled to that person. Then come and offer your sacrifice to God." The Apostle John wrote, "If someone says, 'I love God,' but hates a Christian brother or sister, that person is a liar. For if we don't love people we can see, how can we love God whom we have not seen?" 1 John 4:20. Much of recovery involves repairing the brokenness in our lives. This requires that we make peace with God, with ourselves, and with others whom we have alienated. Unresolved issues and relationships can keep us from being at peace with God and ourselves. Once we go through the process of making amends, we must keep our mind and heart open to anyone we may have overlooked. God will often remind us relationships that need attention. We should not delay going to those who have offended and seeking to repair the damage we have caused. Let's close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to come to you tonight, Lord. Lord, we just ask that we have the willingness and the desire to go ahead and clean up off our side of the street. Lord, if there's anything that's hidden in the dark, Lord, that we may go and just do what we need to do to make the amends right, to repair the past. Lord, we just ask for the willingness and desire to go ahead and heal our relationships, Lord, and for most of all, Lord, we just ask that we'll draw closer to the cross. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please visit our website at www.recoverinchrist.com.